With us for the news, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump has fired Attorney General Pam Bondi.
Bondi's departure ends the contentious tenure of a Trump loyalist who oversaw firings of career employees and investigated the Republican president's perceived enemies. The news follows months of scrutiny over the Justice Department's handling of files related to the Jeffrey Epstein case that made Bondi the target of angry conservatives. Trump has named Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche as acting attorney general. Three people familiar with the matter say he has privately discussed Environmental Protection Agency head Lee Zeldin as a permanent pick. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Trump intends to sign an order to pay all Department of Homeland Security employees who have gone without paychecks. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
After nearly 7 weeks of a partial government shutdown, the president said DHS workers and their families have suffered far too long, and he's going to bypass Congress, even as GOP leaders are working on a plan to fund the department. The president made a similar move last week to resume pay for TSA employees. His latest intervention is expected to apply to other non-law enforcement employees within Homeland Security, including FEMA and the U.S. Coast Guard and support staff. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump's new White House ballroom has gotten final approval from a key commission. This comes after a federal judge ordered a halt to construction unless Congress approves the project. The ballroom will include security upgrades and is funded by donations and public dollars for security enhancements. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 61 points, but the NASDAQ rose 38, with the S&P 500 advancing by 7. This is SRN News. Attacks on Christians in Nigeria are surging, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
Muslim terrorists are targeting believers in the African nation during Holy Week. Two separate attacks killed dozens on Palm Sunday. Christians have been the target of Islamic terror groups in Nigeria for decades, and the death toll numbers in the tens of thousands. President Trump has led an international effort to get the Nigerian government to address the problem, even launching airstrikes on terrorist base camps in recent months. Michael Harrington reporting.
Vice President J.D. Vance has a new book about his religious faith coming out. HarperCollins Publishers says the book is called Communion, Finding My Way Back to Faith, and comes out June 16th. Vance says the book explains how he went from atheism to Catholicism, linking the change to finding purpose. The announcement is likely to ramp up speculation that the vice president is thinking about seeking the presidency. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Applications for unemployment benefits fell last week. The Labor Department says the number of Americans applying for jobless aid was down by 9,000. If you'd like to own a piece of SpaceX, you may soon get your chance.
Elon Musk's space exploration company has filed preliminary paperwork to sell shares to the public, according to two sources familiar with the filing. It would be a blockbuster offering, one that's likely to rank as the biggest ever and make the SpaceX founder the world's very first trillionaire. The SpaceX IPO promises to be one of the biggest Wall Street events of the year, with several big investment banks among the interested parties. Rich Thomason reporting.
Stocks recovered most of their earlier losses as volatility returned to Wall Street after 2 days of solid gains. At the closing bell, the Dow was off 61 points, but the NASDAQ was up by 38, the S&P 500 up 7. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at SRNNews.com.